No, I mean, for us, it was a case of we had to be split up. We weren't really sure ourselves. You go to games like this new thing, if you play with wind, you might build up a lead, and put them on the back foot. But if you kind of contain them and play against it, you might have the advantage in the second half. Look, the toss is the toss. They won it, and they elected to go with it. But for us, that it was very much, we had our game plan set for both halves. We had already planned out what we would do with or against the wind. And obviously, with the wind, then we were planning to get the ball as quickly into the full forward line. And, it worked. We got some fantastic ball in. Fantastic scores from lads inside. The route one option, I suppose, worked for us with Connolly Hands, first goal. And some of the scores we got were of the highest of quality. So, I don't know if, wind playing against or playing against or with the wind, no, it didn't really surprise. We just took the advantage.
Yeah, took the advantage, exactly. But an excellent start, as you said, Shawnee, and evident very early on was maybe the improvement in many areas defensively, much better. And as you said, route one worked up front.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't do anything terribly dramatic in the last couple of weeks, Lisa. It's very much just giving the lads the confidence to get their form back because, pound for pound is as good as what's out there. There's no doubt about that. And today, people like, Cormac Murphy, Aidan Walsh and Mark Ellis in the half-back line, really, 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 really good. Aidan Walsh got right back to form. And then the full-back line was nice and tight. And players like Bill or Brian Lawton around midfield was an exception. He got two fabulous points and worked extremely hard for it. So it was very much a case of getting fitted back to form, getting back to what they're good at, taking their scores and, defending well. And we're very, very pleased now with the performance.
And getting in for two goals again this evening, another big boost, Shawnee.
Yeah, and Patrick was desperate and lucky late in the half. Great ball in from Darren Mack. Patrick took it brilliant and just off his left was very unlucky. But we got two fabulous goals, and well created from players up the field. So that was encouraging, and it gave us that cushion with Wexford coming at us in the second half. It always gave us that two-goal cushion, so it was very encouraging.
Yeah, as regards the second half then, you probably always expected Wexford would come back at you, but what's your assessment of the second half?
We did lose a little bit of form. We were a little bit disappointed. The home support got on top of those, top of the Wexford lads, and they played well. They were always going to come with a bit of a charge. But I think, as the half went on, as that second half went on, we did show composure. Some of the substitutions that came on, they just settled the thing. They brought a bit of impetus to it. And as I said earlier, Conor got two fabulous scores for us when we badly, badly needed them. So, we expected the challenge to come from them, and we just held out. And in the end, I think we were well worth our 8-point victory.
Yeah, absolutely. As you go forward, Shawnee, as well, that just gives you an opportunity to not rest on your laurels. If you'd ran away with this game in the second half too, it might be difficult in such a short period of time to work on things.
The lads will do a bit of recovery tonight, a bit of the pool session. It's a fast turnaround. But winning and, getting a bit of a performance definitely brings a bit of momentum to the thing. That was the important thing tonight, just to try and get ourselves back. We were a little bit flat the last day against Waterford. A small bit of disappointment. Well, a lot of disappointment around town because, underage wise, I suppose we'd lost under 21 in the minor game recently. So it was important tonight to get a result. So we'll try and build on that momentum now, back training next week, and just push on for next week's game.
As you mentioned, the subs you brought on, any injuries? Did Seamus Harnady have an injury or any concern there?
No, Seamus is fine.
He's okay.
Just a bit of, I suppose, tiredness kicked him because he'd been out for so long.
Yeah.
He worked very hard. He got a very good goal on the point in the first half. And we kind of, to be honest, expected him to tire and lag a little bit as the game wore on. But no, all in all, no, the injuries are fine. Just recuperating out tonight and hopefully, there's not too many niggles when the lads get up tomorrow and we go back in Monday and Tuesday.
That's going to be crucial, isn't it, in such a short turnaround?
It is. And then, in some ways, though, I suppose, when you have a good performance, it's good to get back on track again nice and quickly. So, there'll be no excuses from us. We do our recuperation tonight. That's to take it easy tomorrow and put the feet up and then go back into training. So, already we're looking forward to next week's challenge.
Yeah. And we'll always say that at this stage in the year, whoever you get is difficult, but it'll be an absolute fact this week because Shawnee, the draw on Monday morning will host Dublin, Clare and likely Limerick. So it's a difficult draw. Anyway, you get it next week.
Yeah, depending on how tomorrow's game goes with Limerick and Westmeath, but we know already that because Limerick and Clare have met each other, we're going to end up playing one of those. So they're very good sides, managed by two very good men. So, and we've met them plenty of times over the last couple of years, so we know exactly what to expect. It'll be a ferocious challenge. They don't want to go, we don't want to go out. It's championship stuff, so there's no back doors at this stage. It's winner takes all. So it'll be a massive, massive game, but we're relishing it. We're already looking forward to it, as I said. We're planning already tonight. About next week, and we'll give it everything.
Yeah, I don't doubt it. But Shawnee, after tonight's result, I can ask you now, maybe, how much pressure were you under heading down to Wexford Park tonight?
No more than any other championship game, Lisa. Every championship game is difficult, and you don't think about the you know, this whole situation. If you lose, you just take it as a huge game. Every championship game that Cork playing and you're involved in is a big deal. So we just approached the exact same as another game. We knew it was going to be a ferocious challenge. We knew that at home they were going to get the score behind them at some stage, and they got it in the second half. So, but, you know, just plenty of experience. You know, it's a good bit of experience in our team. There's plenty of experience on the line. So we just try to keep the lads as calm, keep them G'd up, and give them plenty of confidence, because we know deep down that this is a good, solid team. And it was great tonight. Very encouraging to see players as earlier, like Aidan Walsh and Conor McMurphy, these guys getting their form back, because we needed them to step up. They were exceptional.
But from a management point of view as well, the way you set things up early on, you must take great confidence from that yourselves, that things worked out tactically better for you tonight.
Well, I suppose, but you know, you give the lads the instruction, they have to go out and do it. So the praise for the players themselves. You know, they were really good. They played for each other. There was loads of tracking back. Very hard-working, really, really hard-working performance. But then with class thrown around it, and at the end of the day, it's the lads, it's the players. You know, you need player talent like Connolly Han, and that. Some of the scores he got, the score just for half time, and he took off down the right wing, was as good a score as I've ever seen. So, we're happy, but at the end of the day, it's all about the players.
Great stuff. Well, Shawnee, we'll all eyes on the draw on Monday morning, and we'll look forward to that and look forward to next weekend. Cheers for speaking to us.
Great stuff. No problem.